me and my real estate coach, we pivoted, and the next one we made $30,000. And at the time I was like, what in the world? We just made $30,000. That's what I was making a year as a college student. And I was like, this is crazy. And so I love it because, you know, the difference is.
Hey there, peeps. This is Michelle Nedelec. Thank you for listening to the show. I would love if you could give us your opinion on how you felt about the show, your experience that you have in regards to what we've been talking about. I am having an absolute blast, but your input is like dynamite on that explosion. So give us your input. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions, comments, concerns, give us everything you got. We love it. Thanks. Hope you're having an awesome day. Welcome to the Business Ownership Podcast, brought to you by Awareness Strategies, helping you navigate the waters between entrepreneurship and ownership. Hey there, peeps. This is Michelle Nedelec, and I'm super glad that you're here today because I'm here with my most amazing guest, Michael. Michael, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Michelle, thank you so much. I'm so excited to have this conversation. It's going to be so fun.
Nice. Give everybody the highlight of who you are and what you do for business.
Yeah, guys, my name is Michael Tucker, and I run a virtual event and marketing agency where we help online entrepreneurs and business owners just scale their influence and their income through virtual events. So that's a little bit about me. I've been doing this for a few years now and falling in love with it.
Nice. So how did you get into virtual events as your thing?
That's a great question, right? So like many entrepreneurs, you probably started out looking for something to make a dollar, and you probably had your hand in everything. That was me. So I was in college, just got married to my high school sweetheart, and I was trying everything and anything to make a dollar. I was trying stock trading. I was trying e-commerce. I was trying everything. And one day, one of my friends said, hey, Michael, you should try real estate. I think you'd be really good at real estate. Now, today, I'm not here to talk about real estate at all, but that was the gate for me getting into virtual events because at the time, I didn't have any money to get in real estate. So when he presented me this opportunity, Michelle, he said, I think you should get into real estate. I'll even teach you. And I said, I ain't got no money. I'm in college. And then he said, well, listen, let's try to work something out. So after wrecking our brains and me like saying, I really want to do this, I said, I got an idea. How about I help you in your business and you coach me in real estate for free? And we bartered services. And I love this model if you're just starting out, finding a way to make a win-win scenario. And that's what I did. And I went in and I started helping him building websites and email copy. I had no clue what I was doing, but he didn't have anybody. So I was the best help he could get, I guess. And so I jumped in and I started helping him, and we started running virtual events. It was horrible at first, but we learned a lot. And that was my entry into marketing in the virtual event world.
Nice. I was going to say, how is real estate a gateway drug to online event? That's quite the leap there, but totally makes sense now. Awesome. So that was a while ago. Today, who do you serve and support? Who comes to you most often?
Yeah, great question. So we serve a lot of online coaches, course creators, agency owners, SaaS founders, software as a service. So a lot of those individuals and, we've helped a little bit of everybody in every industry, it seems like, but those are the most common.
Nice. Love it. So when it comes to online events, what makes them different from any other, say, launch?
Yeah. The reason why I love virtual events is because you can do quantum leaps, right? When I say quantum leaps, I'm meaning that you can get a whole bunch of people together in a room, which it isn't a launch. So I'm not going to say this is not a launch. Wait, I get as many people in a room as possible, and then have quantum leaps in your income. Like, I mean, the first event that we did, I want to be honest with you, it flopped, but we learned and we pivoted. Me and my real estate coach, we pivoted, and the next one we made $30,000. And at the time I was like, what in the world? We just made $30,000. That's what I was making a year as a college student. And I was like, this is crazy. And so I love it because, you know, the difference is, and I'll say it this way, it creates more immersion with your audience. And whenever you have more immersion with your audience, you can have higher conversions. And that's why I love this. And that's why I think virtual events are different than any like email marketing launch or anything like that, is because you can really get personable with your audience and really just build more rapport with them.
Nice. Well, and it is definitely a cash drop. You still have to fulfill them. Unfortunately, for some, you have all year to do that, depending on how you set up your products. But it is definitely a fantastic way to kick off a a program to be able to have a huge cash injection in your business, because instead of going onesie twosie and meeting, you know, next door and coffee shops, you've got, you know, X amount of people in a room, and it exponentially makes a big difference. So when it comes to, let's start with people that don't have a clue how they're going to have an online event in their business. So they may never have done one before. They might have never even considered it before. What kind of things should be people thinking about going, hey, I wonder if we could do one of those?
Yeah, I think it all boils down to your target audience, right? And that's where I would say start. I've seen life insurance leverage this. I've seen, like, actually a life insurance agent who I'm friends with just posted yesterday. He's like, I'm getting like so many leads just from using this virtual event platform and this strategy. So I think it just starts with who you're serving, though, and coming with the end in mind. And that's what I tell people is you can't really craft an event. You can't really craft anything until you know who you're serving and what they need assistance with, and then where they're trying to go. And so if you're here and you're like, are virtual events good for me? Are they not? I would ask, number one, is your target audience online? Is your target audience online? A lot of you are going to say yes. If your target audience is online and you know who they are, and you know their goals, and you can do this. You can do it. It's just take some time crafting that virtual event, not just to be a virtual event, but to be a transformational experience that they can step into and experience life change through. And so that's where so many people get it wrong, Michelle, is they just throw up events just to do a webinar, or just to do a summit, or just to do this, but they don't ever think about their clients in mind, and they don't think about the methodology behind it. So if you can actually create an experience that helps them get from where they are now, well, I should say help them get closer from where they are now to their desired destination, like it's going to change everything for you. So start there, ask, is my audience online? And then do I know how I can serve them?
Nice. Well, I think now the answer is everybody's online. If they're not online, I don't know how they're doing business. And so when it comes to setting these events up, what was one of the most kind of left field industries that you've worked with that you're like, I don't know if this is going to work or not. And it did.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. And I use that life insurance example. That was when I was like, people don't want to buy health insurance or life insurance. Like, that's like on a event. Like, that's weird. I've had other stuff. Whenever I first started out, I didn't understand, like, you could sell software through these things. And that's, again, not like totally random, like the weirdest thing ever. But for me, again, a young 21, 22 year old at the time, I was like, as I was getting into this, wait, people actually buy something they need, like, I'm just making this up, like an Infusionsoft or something like that off of a virtual event. Yes, if you frame it correctly. So you may have some weird offers, right? You may be, and this may not be weird to some, but you may be a dating coach and you help guys find the perfect woman, right? You may be in a niche that you teach farmers how to grow better crops. I don't know what that is, but like, I've seen a lot of events in a lot of different niches. And if you're scared, I would say just try it, just test it. Right. And there's nothing wrong with just going out and trying to run a virtual event, because the worst thing that could happen is, number one, you get better at speaking, you get better at presenting. And number two is, even if 5-10 people show up, the worst thing that happens is you build a deeper relationship with your audience. Like, regardless if they purchase or not.
Some of the best events I've ever had 4 people. So
you don't need a lot of people. You don't need a lot of people to make money on them too. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to make $1 million with 4 people in the room, but like you said, Michelle, like, I had 10 people in one virtual event. I was like, you know what? I'm running all these events for other people. I'm just going to try my own. So randomly I said, next week I'm running this event. 10 people showed up. I made like $40,000. Now, and like, people, and I tell that story and people are like, what, you did that? I'm like, yes, you don't need a lot of people. And so it's more about the quality of the people in the room versus the quantity. I'd rather have 10 of my targeted, like highly targeted people in one room versus 100 that aren't even interested, or 1,000 that aren't even qualified or interested. Right. So yeah. Anyways, you're getting me on a tangent here, Michelle. I'm gonna keep talking.
It's a good tangent, because I think those metrics are important. People go, oh, I want 1,000 people in the room. It's like, no, you don't actually. It's like, because the mass of people will add to the complexity of it. And until I think, unless you've started with a smaller group and kind of honed in on your ability to speak, your ability to use the tech, your ability to understand how to manage people in on an online scenario, it becomes a whole different animal, especially 100%. At that $100 to $1,000 mark, your tech is insane. So let's go with somebody that's had an event. They went, yeah, that sounded like a great idea, but it was a bomb. You know, the tech wasn't right. The people weren't right. This wasn't right. I don't know if I want to do that again. Talk to me about kind of those scenarios.
Yeah. And I've ran several events that would have bombed. Right. And I think it all boils down. You used to have to ask like, what went wrong and then fix that. Because I have a lot of people that come to me and say, Michael, like nobody showed up. And then I look at their email sequence and I'm like, well, you only sent out one email reminding them, right? Or, hey, you didn't even send out any text reminders. Hey, little note there, text reminders will get people to show up to your class way more than email. So make sure you're utilizing SMS marketing. But so like I'll look into and I'll say, okay, well, let's just make these tweaks. And then they run it again. And they went from 3 people to 30 people or 30 people to 300 people. So just identify and really take a step back. If you're here like, Michael, Michelle, I'm unsure. I've tried it before. I've tried running a webinar or I've done something and it just didn't work. Step back and say, okay, what were the metrics? Because numbers don't lie. People lie. I hate to say that, but numbers don't lie. And so you can, when it comes to marketing and sales, right, Michelle, it's just all a numbers game. It's all a numbers game. When I'm running events, I tell people, and actually I just met with a client yesterday and I was telling him, I'm like, man, your stuff's performing super well. Based off the numbers, I was like, if we're doing this every single week and we broke it all down, I'm like, imagine what happened if we went harder, right? The metrics are there. So step back, look at the numbers. How many people registered? How many people showed up? How many people purchased? And see where the breakdown was. And then come to somebody like me or a professional and say, okay, how can we fix this? Getting help, and I'm not promoting myself or anything, but just finding someone who can diagnose and help you fix the problem. It may be an investment up front, but I promise you, it'd be a very, very great investment into your business and the future of your finances. So that would just be me. I would just take a step back and just do a massive evaluation and then find somebody who could help you.
Well, and I like the idea of the diagnosis because it is so true that especially on online, and anybody that's of an earlier persuasion, when we used to do events by sending out flyers and things like that, you couldn't measure, you know, who's going to attend and what were our marketing efforts being seen. In the digital world, we know everything. We know how many emails went out, how many were delivered, how many were looked at, how many were opened, how many, there's so much. And people don't realize that there really is a science to being able to look at that data. But to me, it's as simple as if there's a huge gap from one thing to the other, it's like we did a whole ton of this and everything was great up until this point and then nothing. It's like, well, then there's probably a problem with the nothing stage. Look at what was going on.
And then,
there.
But what a lot of people do is crumble it all up and throw it away. It didn't work, but it was just that one tweak, that one thing. Right. There's a lot of different types of virtual events as well. So like you may say, hey, I've tried this kind, this kind, this kind. I like to say this, virtual events, you're not just limited to webinars or summits. Like I would even consider an Instagram Live a virtual event, right? That's a virtual stage. You're getting up in front of people. I would even say a Facebook Live. And so if you're here and you're saying, hey, I love the sound of virtual events, it's really cool. I can get up and speak to people online, but I've never done it before. Start simple. Maybe just set a cadence where you're going to go on and add value to your Facebook audience. Maybe just hop on an Instagram Live. And then from there, one of my favorites to learn is a webinar, a 60 to 90 minute webinar. And the 60 to 90 minute webinar is the reason why I like that as an introductory step is because like once you get used to going live and going like doing that, it's an easy step to go spend an extra 30 minutes in a Zoom room talking about your product and going and presenting there. And then from there, if you're like, hey, I'm getting really good at this, I like this, then you can go into what we specialize in, which is like the 5-day challenge model. If you're not familiar with what that is, I don't think we have time to go into it today, but it's where you go even a longer virtual event, right? Yep. Are you familiar with the 5-day challenge model, Michelle?
Very much so. But give us the not everybody's lived my life in digital marketing, and I don't blame them. So give them the highlight of what it is and who it works well for.
Yeah, thank you. So the 5-day challenge model, and it may sound confusing, but it's pretty much just a webinar or a seminar, which are pretty much the same thing, right? Spread out over 5 days. And this is what we really specialize in. We build an agency around is just hosting these 5-day events. And what you do is you just go live for an hour to an hour and a half per day for 5 days straight. And at the very end, you present your offer. And the reason why these really work well is because, again, going back to the immersion, they're spending a lot of time with you. And I ask this question to people, and it's pretty obvious, but I'll ask it to you all. Who would have more trust? Somebody who spends 60 minutes with you, or somebody who spends 5 days with you? The answer is 5 days, right? And so that's why we love it. You can sell higher ticket items on these 5-day challenges. And the reason why we're calling them challenges is because they're methodical and pushing people towards action, pushing people to take a step of, I don't know, maybe you're in real estate like we were, of going out there and trying to find your first house. Or maybe you do a weight loss challenge. Maybe it's going out there and actually starting to get in the gym. So it's not just a virtual event where we're teaching, but we're pushing them to reach their goals and to take action. So that's in a nutshell what it is. It's just pretty much a webinar spaced over 5 days, but really used to push people to a certain goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have seen a lot of people in industries where I wouldn't have thought it would work that actually work. So basically what you're doing, peeps, is it's exactly what it sounds like. You're challenging people to do something in 5 days that they wouldn't have normally done on their own. And it works from marketing side of things to implementation. And it works from, like you said, the fitness arena and real estate to oil and gas. It's weird. Yep. But when you kind of wrap your head around who's your ideal client, and what decisions do they have to make in order to be able to move forward with you, and you build that in strategically, it's a brilliant way to get people motivated to understand what you do and how you do it. So talk to me about what I'm going to call a ladder of ascension online through events. And basically, how do you get somebody to go from like a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live to a webinar to a 5-day challenge, whatever, and then to your products, and maybe your products are even online. And how does that all transpire?
Yeah, it just depends. Ultimately, everybody's businesses are different, but I'll give you an example of how my real estate coach and I started out in the very beginning. We actually ended up growing his business, his education and info product business, to $750,000 in 10 months with no audience, no ads, zero. Okay. So I'm going to talk about this, and you may be like, Michael, wow, that's crazy. That seems unreal. But the ascension for us in the beginning was, hey, I say no audience, but we had a couple hundred people on Facebook. It was promotion there, driving people to our 5-day virtual event. And then from there we sold, I think it was like a $5,000 program inside the 5-day challenge. Right. And then from there we upsold people into even more higher packages, higher, more in-depth coaching, from there. So that was, for us, it was easy organic marketing to the 5-day challenge to the back end programs, right? But for you, it may be Facebook ads, right, to a challenge or to a webinar, and then to a course or to a life insurance policy. I'm using that a lot just because it's fresh on my mind. But long story short, the reason why I love the 5-day challenge model is because the time of rapport building, it's crazy if you go back from a high level view and look at it, right? So I'm going to give you a little gem here. So you can do free events or paid events, okay? So for the challenges, the 5-day virtual events, you can do either as well, free or paid. But for our paid challenges, what we do is we'll run marketing and we'll push people to a free 60 to 90 minute training. And at the end of that 60 to 90 minute training, we'll sell a challenge ticket. Okay. So let me go back high level here. You just went from somebody being super cold, seeing a Facebook ad, to being still kind of cold, maybe getting a little warmer when they hop on the webinar. They go through the webinar, and at the end, they're warm. They're like, wow, this is pretty cool. I like Michelle enough to buy a ticket to her event, to her big event. Boom, then the 5-day challenge actually happens. Remember, they're warm, and they come through day one, day two, day three. By the end of day five, they are hot, saying, Michelle, give me your order form. Here's my credit card. I am ready to sign up and work with you, however that looks like. And then from there, you make that offer. And so for us, that's why I like the challenge model, is because the ascension, it like takes them perfectly through cold, warm, hot. And but it just depends on where you're at in your journey. You don't have to utilize ads, right? David and I, what we decided to do was we leveraged other people's audiences when we first started out. We went to people like Michelle and said, hey, Michelle, you have this audience of business owners, which he taught real estate, so it was a little bit different, but it'd be like me going to Michelle and say, hey, listen, we got this amazing message about how to use virtual events. How about I come run a challenge or a webinar to your audience, Michelle? You don't have to do anything. Just promote it. Just send an email out, send a text out, and then we'll come teach on virtual events and we'll sell a product end and we'll split it 50-50. And that's what we did over and over and over again. So for us, that ascension model looked a little bit different at the beginning, but just know like it's doable. It's possible. And I hope that gives you all some motivation and some ideas of what you can do, because it was so simple. And I think so many people overlook the simple things.
And overcomplicate, you know what I mean, Michelle? It's like, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice. So when you're working with people, I'm assuming you are helping them to strategize not only kind of how this is going to go down, like what are we going to talk about in 5 days? What are we going to challenge them to do? You know, how many videos do I have to do? What am I talking about in those videos? All the questions that come up. So what's kind of the process that you take people through when they're doing the setup with you?
Yeah. So with us, it's a little bit different, right? So we have an agency where we onboard people. We take them through a build out. So we build the funnels, we build the email copy, we build the presentations, we build everything, right? The graphics, and you're just the face. So working with us is a little bit different, because it's like totally done for you, and you just step in and you're the face and help teach, right? You actually help fulfill later. But we do all the tech build out, all the marketing plans, everything like that. But if you're here and you're like, hey, I'm not ready for a done for you solution like that, what I tell people, especially with the 5-day challenge model, make it super simple. Just invite your audience to a free Facebook group and pick out 5 consecutive days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, or maybe longer. And then just go Facebook Live for 5 days straight. And at the end, make your offer. Doesn't have to be anything complicated. Just be like, hey guys, you know, I'm running a free event. It's in this Facebook group in 2 weeks. Click this link to join the Facebook group. Everybody joins the Facebook group. And then once the time comes, just go live in Facebook for 5 days straight. Now we do things a little bit more complex, because we actually build it out, Michelle, and we actually take you and make this like a professional event. But if you're here, you don't like, if you're just starting out, you may not need that. Just start out where you're at and take action.
Nice. I love it. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you about a Cinderella story. I know you've given us a ton of great ones so far. But before we do that, we're going to pause.
Are you running a business over 7 figures, but still struggling with technology headaches? Pay attention. You do not want to miss this offer. This podcast episode is brought to you by Awareness Strategies, who is offering a custom-built digital adoption roadmap for anyone running a business over 7 figures who's wanting to grow their business in the next 5 years. And it's not just a roadmap. They offer full implementation as well. If that scares the out of you, check out awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap for more details today. The link's in the show's notes. Don't regret not doing this. Do it now. That's awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap.
So I am super excited to hear about a Cinderella story of one of your clients.
Yeah, this one is really cool for me because it was a friend, right? You ever helped a friend before and you help them win, you just feel really good inside. Well, I had this friend, and he taught people how to resell electronics. Okay. You talk about little different niches. Okay. Right? That's what he teaches. He ended up, he was flipping electronics and fixing them and selling them. And people came to him and was like, hey man, it seems like you're making pretty decent money. You're making $100 a day, $200 a day. Like, can you teach me? So he said, yeah, sure. And again, this guy, he didn't have any marketing. He was like the definition of starting from the bottom, right? And so it's really
he's
cool.
In his garage. He's just doing
exactly.
His thing.
He's like, Michael, like I wanna learn how to do this, and can you help me do an event? Because you talk about events all the time. I'd like just to launch my this program and everything we're doing with this. Mm-hmm. And so I said, yeah, you know, I'd love to help. And so, long story short, we only had 17 people register for the event. Let me say that again: 17 people register for the event. Okay, we walked away. We walked away from that event, and a guy going from flipping phones, he made, I think it was like $14,000 or $15,000 just through that one event. And so for me, that was so cool to see someone who went from flipping and fixing electronics to just going and taking his knowledge out into the world. And, you know, you may not be a coach or a course creator or selling info products, but for him, that was a first entry into that. And so for me, that was just really cool because when you get to help a friend, but just a testament again to you don't need a massive following to win in this. So that was one Cinderella story for me.
I love it. So if people are listening to this and they're going, okay, well, I'm not getting the leads I want. I have a little bit of an audience, might be able to swing this, or I have a really good audience, but I've never thought about kind of how I might be able to put this in front of them. Are there any other kind of stumbling blocks that somebody might be having in their business? And they're thinking, oh my God, Michael, I need you so badly.
Yeah, I mean, there's ultimately tons of stuff. I mean, we get people all the time coming to us being like, hey, I really stink at presenting, right? That's one thing that's really hard for people. It's not like they can go and run an event, but they're like, I get to the pitch and I freeze up, right? And we've helped people through that. And you got other people, like the tech side of it, there's like, I messed something up. I clicked this button and it just went sideways on me. So there's many different things you're going to encounter. You know, ultimately I'm here to help. I'm very relatable, Michelle. And I would like, I tell people all the time, message me on Instagram, message me somewhere. I'll give you tips. I'll help you. I'm not here, just to be stuck up. I want to help you win. Like that's my passion. And so, just know that you're going to hit a lot of roadblocks between tech, between speaking, between trying to figure out ads as you scale up. But just finding that right coach or that right person like Michelle, tapping into resources like this could be what helps you break past that barrier. And so one, I would encourage you to keep listening to Michelle's podcast because you never know, one gem could change everything for you. But then, you know, just keep finding ways to continue your education, whether it's around virtual events or any marketing you're doing.
Well, peeps, I will tell you that there are enough roadblocks, stumbling blocks, errors, and omissions that you can do on your own, which is a very expensive way to learn. Or you can go and talk to Michael and get the fast track to how do we make some money at an event. I love it. And I know our listeners are going to want more from you. How did they start that journey with you?
Yeah, I would love to have a virtual coffee with you. Literally nothing I will really sell you or anything. If you want to go ahead and just chat it up, see how virtual events can help you, just go to thefunnelpros.com, thefunnelpros.com. I also mentioned I'm on Instagram. So just look up official Michael Tucker on Instagram and we can just sit down, chat via DM, or if you go to thefunnelpros.com, we can do it there. But I'm just here to serve your audience, Michelle. So however I can do that, I commit to doing so.
I love it. We will, of course, have all of Michael's links in the show notes. So go ahead and scroll down, click on the links, open up in a new browser because we're not done yet. So, Michael, I get to ask you, at what point in life did you know you were a special kind of crazy enough to think that you could become an entrepreneur?
It was, that was very good. I've been an entrepreneur for a while. My dad, you know, he was full-blown entrepreneur, like had 5-6 businesses, you know, always running and gunning. So I think for me, it was probably coming out of high school. My dad gifted my very first vending machine business to me. So like, I don't do it anymore, but he said, hey, Michael, you and your cousin, here's a couple of vending machines. Go, you're responsible for stocking them up. You're responsible for going and checking on them when they're broke. I'm not doing anything. Here are the keys. And so that was really for me. I remember in high school, like as a junior and senior being like, oh, I just made enough money to go buy a MacBook. Like all my student, like peers were like, what in the world just happened? So, you know, like Michael's buying these MacBooks and stuff. So it was really cool for me. I was really blessed with a dad that instilled that in me. So that was the moment in my head. I was like, I got to keep going with this business. I love entrepreneurship now.
Right. I love it. You've been absolutely awesome. Any last words for our peeps?
No, I would just say this. Marketing is marketing, guys. Like virtual events is only one drop in the bucket. You'll hear, I was listening to Michelle's podcast earlier. You got podcasts you can use for marketing. You got social media. this is just one, right? What I would encourage you to do is just commit to one and see it through. And that's one thing I see a lot of people, a lot of business owners do wrong is they get so scattered. They're trying every marketing possible to get leads and sales, but just get good at one, scale it up, get good at one, and then move on to the next one. And listen, last thing I want to say is thank you, Michelle, for having me on here. I really do appreciate it. And everybody, go leave a comment below. Go leave a review. She didn't tell me to do this, but go leave a review, because for her to take out hours out of her life to be here educating you all and bringing on guests should not go unrecognized. So go below, leave a review, comment, let her know how much you love this show. But again, Michelle, thank you so much. That's all I have to say.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Michael, for being on the show. I appreciate your time, and I know how valuable it is.
All right. Thanks. Chat soon. Awesome.
Peeps. Love having you here. Thank you for being here, because of course, without you, we're just filling air. So be sure to subscribe to the show and share it with your friends. We love helping entrepreneurs grow.
Are you running a business over 7 figures, but still struggling with technology headaches? Pay attention. You do not want to miss this offer. This podcast episode is brought to you by Awareness Strategies, who is offering a custom-built digital adoption roadmap for anyone running a business over 7 figures who's wanting to grow their business in the next 5 years. And it's not just a roadmap. They offer full implementation as well. If that scares the out of you, check out awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap for more details today. The link's in the show's notes. Don't regret not doing this. Do it now. That's awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap.